We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. Local music legend Mark Rubel died Friday at the age of 65. He was best known for his time as a bassist and also for Captain Rat in the Blind Rivettes, whom he played with for more than 20 years. His sister shared the news on a Facebook post. Rubel's Pogo Studio in Champaign produced over 1,000 recordings for well-established musicians, including Alison Krauss, Fall Out Boy, and Rascal Flatts. Not only was Rubel a well-established musician, but he also was an educator to thousands of students on audio and music technology, as well as the history of rock and music business at many different universities. Rubel leaves behind his younger sister, his wife, Nancy, and his two nieces. U of I voted to keep the UI Ice Arena after university administrators proposed the possibility of repurposing the building. UIUC student elections took place the last week of February, included three questions relating to the current ice arena. 88% of student voters supported the idea of retaining the current ice arena, with an increase of $13 in student fees to cover renovation expenses, while only 25% of students supported the funding of an off-campus ice arena. Only 6% of voters supported the proposed renovation of the UI Ice Arena into multipurpose courts. The elections involved over 6,000 students and included the election for student body president, student trustees, and various board members. Full election information can be found at studentelections.illinois.edu. An Illinois bill proposing to end participation in religious and political workplace meetings has passed the Senate Labor Committee. Under the bill, Illinois workers can abstain from these mandatory meetings without punishment from their employers. In 2022, the National Labor Relations Board announced a memorandum to end penalties employees face for not attending political and religious meetings. Despite the NLRB's announcement, the federal government hasn't taken action to enforce the memorandum, leading states like Illinois to create their own ban. The bill was passed earlier this week and will be debated on the Senate floor. Over the past 100 years, Champaign has hosted the IHSA Boys Basketball State Championships a total of 80 times. However, the tournament's future location is currently unknown. The championship was on a 3-year contract that is set to expire after this weekend. State Farm Center officials claim that the arena is still in the running to be host again. The official location for next year's tournament will be decided after the state finals end in Champaign. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Nick Ruocco, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eden and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.